shout out to all the listeners of, with all due respect, your boy Sketch here, bringing the podcast vibe to the 907. Chilling with my lady at lunch, Spinard Roadhouse tots we munch. Her phone gets a beep, I know she's in deep. Time for her man to take a quick sleep. I lost my girl to this podcast. Yo, I lost my girl to this podcast. Entertainment, politics, and life, she say, all discussed in about 20 minutes of play. She says Andrew and Ethan are funny, you're on the money, and says she wants to hear about education funding. She likes British telly, think about the man's race. Wants to make sure she votes to change this place. I lost my girl to this podcast. Yo, I lost my girl to this podcast. I lost my girl to this podcast. Yo, I lost my girl to this podcast.
In a quick hit, 9 minutes with Suzanne LaFrance, the current frontrunner to become the next mayor of Anchorage. No idle chatter, just the chatter that matters. All right, let's start with energy. Anchorage, big news. Anchorage is facing a coming natural gas shortage. Rail Belt energy utilities are really scrambling to try and figure out how Anchorage residents are going to heat their home. Lawmakers are all twisted up trying to find a solution. Tell me, what are Mayor Suzanne LaFrance's solutions?
Well, the cold snap this winter really highlighted how precarious our natural gas situation is. I mean, this is a crisis, and we've got to not just talk about it, but we've got to work to address it. And local government needs to be focused on ensuring that the heat and the lights are on, especially in the winter. So we need practical short-term solutions to the looming natural gas shortage, and we also need to work for the long term as well. In the short term, we've got to work closely with utilities, and we're likely going to need to import natural gas. And for the long term, you know, that's going to require state leadership, but the mayor does have, I believe, the responsibility of sharing a vision for the future, and the mayor can convene partners to move toward that vision. As mayor, I'll prioritize a plan to make sure that Anchorage residents have access to cheap and reliable energy. That includes exploring proposals to develop and access natural gas here in Alaska. It also means leveraging the strong potential of renewable energy sources and developing in-state power generation.
All right, let's talk homelessness. 3 years ago, Dave Bronson was ushered into the mayor's office after promising to address our growing homelessness problem. And look, by all accounts, he's failed, okay? What are Mayor Suzanne LaFrance's solutions?
Well, we've all seen that the approach to homelessness under the current administration, it's cost time, it's cost money, it's cost lives. We have got to get out of crisis mode on homelessness. We're a winter city. It gets cold here and people have to have a place to go. We've got to have enough emergency shelter. And that's part one. I'm committed to introducing a funded shelter plan during my first 100 days and to establishing year-round shelter within the first year of my administration. That's a first step. We also know we need to increase the number of affordable housing units. And we know that people need to have access to treatment and support services. I'm committing to setting concrete targets for new housing, for developing public-private partnerships to make it happen. And the only way we're going to solve homelessness is by coming together around a coordinated plan. And, you know, I will convene community partners to implement a comprehensive plan. I hear all the time from people in the private sector, individuals in the public sector, members of government agencies and nonprofits, that people want to bring resources and solutions to the table. But right now, there isn't a table. And so convening those partners and taking an approach that is collaborative. The difference between my approach and the current approach is that we're going to work together and there will be a plan.
And I want to just take a rabbit trail on this question, because of course, over the last 3 years with Mayor Bronson, there has been just this constant tension between the executive branch and the legislative branch, meaning City Hall and the Assembly. Talk to me about what could have been accomplished the last 3 years if everyone was on the same page?
Yeah, you know, it really comes down to each branch of government doing its job. And, you know, the mayor is the CEO, is the leader. And it's up to the mayor to bring a plan forward and to mobilize people around that plan and to get support. And the assembly is a legislative branch. You know, they've got the responsibility for overlooking, looking over, making sure that the money is spent responsibly. And in order to get the funding, in order to get the support, the mayor needs to work with the assembly to earn that confidence and earn that trust. And, you know, we've not seen that approach by this mayor, and it's hurt our community because we haven't made the kind of progress that we need to be making.
Okay, let's move to public safety. Now, this week, the incumbent mayor announced a big change at the Anchorage Police Department, probably the biggest change you can possibly make. So after 3 years of really failing to keep adequate staffing of the police on the streets of Anchorage, you know, less than 30 days before the election begins, the runoff election begins, the mayor replaces the chief of the police. Two things. What are your thoughts on this change so close to election day? And more importantly, what are Mayor Suzanne LaFrance's public safety priorities?
Well, first off, thanks to Chief Curl for his many years of service to our community, and congratulations to Captain Cross. As other news organizations have reported, I mean, it's unusual for a mayor to make this kind of leadership change a few weeks out from an election. And what I really wish we were talking about right now and hearing more about from Dave Bronson is how are we going to address the severe staffing crisis at APD? I mean, we're down over 50 sworn officer vacancies and over 80 total vacancies. This is a staffing crisis at APD at a time when people say they feel less safe. So I really wish the mayor were holding a press conference announcing how he's going to restaff the department and get our streets and our trails feeling safer. I mean, public safety is the number one job of municipal government. I'm proud to be the only candidate endorsed by the local police. Restaffing APD is going to be one of my top priorities as mayor. And I want to make sure that we're also deploying our public safety resources most effectively. So that means investing in effective crisis response programs like the MIT, Mobile Intervention Team, and the MCT, Mobile Crisis Team. And those programs allow a clinician to respond to individuals who are experiencing a mental health crisis. So that leaves our public safety first responders able to focus on criminal activity.
Okay, so let's close with this. Now, the business of city government, and this is something that's so critically important to me because the business, we all know all of the little sayings ad nauseum, right? Local government is where the rubber meets the road. All politics is local. There's no such thing as a Republican or Democrat pothole, yada, 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 right? Now, today, Anchorage's City Hall is in absolute shambles, right? Constant scandals, significant staffing shortages in every department. You know, basic services aren't being delivered, like plowing roads. They can't even do required fiscal audits. I mean, bottom line, city government is broken. So what are Mayor Suzanne LaFrance's solution to rebuilding City Hall? How do we do this? How do we fix the business of government?
Yeah, and I want to go back to that point about the mayor being the CEO of our local government. And I worked in the private sector for over 25 years. And I got to say, you know, if things were going this poorly in any other organization I've worked in, we'd be looking to the CEO for answers. I believe it starts at the top, and we've got a severe staffing crisis across departments. You know, we talked about APD, also the health department. The health department has reached a 40% vacancy rate. It's tough to be a muni employee right now. I mean, those who remain are absorbing all that extra work. And so we've got to restore a culture of respect and professionalism at the muni, and so that people want to work for our local government. We've got to look at wages and benefits to make sure these jobs are competitive. And I believe, too, working with the unions on telework, flex, and part-time positions is also important. But it really starts at the top with putting an end to scandals. You know, making sure that City Hall is a better place to work, a place where people are proud to work. And we've got to get our financial house in order. The books haven't been closed, and we don't even know how much money the municipality has right now. That should be very, very concerning to all of us. And I'm committed to putting an end to the financial mismanagement that we've seen and to restoring fiscal responsibility, because we've got to get the basics right. And taxpayers expect and deserve to get a better bang for their buck. And that includes things like plowing the streets when it snows.
All right. Going to put you on the spot here now, Suzanne. 30-second elevator speech. We all hate this. As a recovering politician, we all hate a 30-second elevator speech. Now tell us, what can we expect from Suzanne LaFrance during the final weeks of this campaign?
Well, I'm excited about our momentum heading up into the runoff, and I'm grateful for the recent endorsement of fellow candidate Bill Popp, and I'm looking forward to getting out and talking to more voters over the coming weeks. I'm running to represent all of Anchorage and to restore a nonpartisan problem-solving culture to City Hall. We saw a lot of baseless attacks in the regular election. I think that's more the same of what we're gonna see and what we've seen these past 3 years. I believe Anchorage deserves better. And over the coming weeks, our team is going to be focused on getting out the vote and making sure everyone knows to turn their ballots in by May 14th. That means knocking on doors, making phone calls, and having conversations in the community. We're working hard to earn the votes over the coming weeks, and I'll be ready to build a strong team and get to work as mayor.